Listen, my children, all gather round, for within my voice a story may be found. And if you attentively lend me your ear, you may well learn from the story that you hear. Hi, my name is James Graham. I'm a storyteller. I tell stories in the tradition of the West African griot. You see, before Columbus sailed the ocean blue in 1492, there was a great empire in Africa named Mali. Now, Mali was ruled by the kings, but the history was spread by the griots, the oral historians. Now, these griots spread the history, but they also told stories, as someone once said, with lessons from the past so that the future would flourish. Journey with me through some stories based on those stories.
In days past, a lion and a scholar were walking through one of the great rainforests of Africa. They were debating who was greater, man or the lion. They came into an opening and they saw a statue of a great warrior conquering a lion. The man says, "See there! That proves it! That proves that man is greater than the lion!" The lion says, My friend, that proves nothing. The lion is being conquered by the man because the man made the statue. If a lion made the statue, the lion would conquer the man. My friend, how a story is told always depends on who the storyteller is. The cock crowed, the bird flew. As of now, that story's through. The storyteller. Now, we all know that lions and men don't talk. However, there is a great truth in that story. You see, the more we learn how to write, the more we learn how to put things together, we have more control over the story that we write. So, children, I want you to learn as much as you can and make sure your story is written the way that it really needs to be written. And always remember that as you venture into stories and books and history.